Again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, as we talk, the Confederation of African Football's executive committee meeting in Cairo to decide the host of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament. Where do we stand now, David?
The soap opera continues. What we now have is the official disqualification of Morocco. I assume that, in fact, from last Saturday when Morocco failed to meet the deadline. They were basically told by last Saturday, please confirm whether you will host the tournament on the original dates, which were January 17th to February the 8th. And what Morocco did is they never answered that question. Instead, they simply said, we believe the tournament should be postponed. So what was obvious last Saturday became official, Sonny, at the CAF headquarters in Cairo. Morocco disqualified, and I would say a pretty severe punishment coming up for them. I can see them missing at least two Nations Cup tournaments. CAF haven't said anything publicly, but privately, I would expect the CAF officials are seething about this. I mean, Morocco left this very late, and they've really put CAF into a bit of a tailspin. Now, the issue, Sonny, of course, is what happens next in the CAF hosting soap opera. A very senior official in CAF tells me that up to three countries are interested in replacing Morocco at this very short notice. If my maths are right, Sonny, it's between 9 and 10 weeks to the kickoff. So you're going to have a lot of things in order. There's no question, for example, of renovating or building stadiums now. Everything has to be in place, and you're going to need some very switched-on officials to get this show on the road in time. What he also tells me is that Angola, which is not really a name that has cropped up in speculation before, they could be a possibility. And let me give you a few compelling reasons why it might be Angola. First of all, they hosted it in 2010, and they did a good job after a very tragic start to the tournament when the Togolese team and officials, they were attacked on their way into the country by road from Congo Brazzaville. This resulted in two members of the delegation being gunned down. And that unfortunately put a dark cloud over the tournament that never really disappeared right till the end. I mean, we had the amazing opening match. Angola were leading Mali 4-0 with just 12 minutes left. And the final result, 4-4. And it went all the way through to the final with the drama. And in the final, Egypt beat Ghana 1-0. Another reason, Sonny, independent celebrations in Africa are very big. It's something that really draws the nation together. And next year in 2015, Angola will celebrate 40 years of independence. It's a former Portuguese colony. And there's another compelling reason, and perhaps it's just a little bit selfish on the part of the Angolans. They're unlikely to qualify as things stand. They're in Group C, and they're well behind leaders, Gabon and the second-place team, Burkina Faso. And if my maths are right and if form is reasonably accurate, Angola are not going to finish higher than third in that group. Now, as hosts, they would automatically qualify. So there's a few good reasons, Sonny, why it could possibly be Angola. Another name that was mentioned to me was Gabon, very close to Angola, slightly further up there into Central Africa. It's a stable country. They were also quite efficient co-hosts in 2012 with Equatorial Guinea. Very good national stadium in Libreville. That was the scene of that great victory by Zambia over Ivory Coast, one of the biggest shocks in the finals of the Africa Cup of Nations. And their president, President Bongo, he is a football fanatic. He was regularly seen at the matches during the Cup of Nations, and I remember him having a long chat to Pele during one game. Now, if there is a third country, Sonny, that one, my source, was not prepared to reveal. I'm just wondering if Nigeria don't also come into the picture. It's a very big country. It's got a lot of football stadiums. It's a football-loving nation. The Nigerians are a very capable people. I cannot stress enough how difficult this is going to be, Sonny. Normally, it takes a country several years to prepare for a Cup of Nations. And now they're being told, get on with the job. You've got 9 weeks to pull it off. January the 17th is the kickoff date.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. David also leaves open the possibility that Angola and Gabon could be named as co-hosts of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament. As David mentioned, Angola was the venue for the 2010 tournament, while Gabon co-hosted the 2012 competition with Equatorial Guinea. Speaking in Cairo, Confederation of African Football President Issa Hayatou said the new host will be named in the next few days.
This is a public service announcement from VOA Africa. U.S. President Barack Obama addressing the Ebola crisis.
Hello. I want to take a few moments to speak directly to you, the people of West Africa. On behalf of the American people, I want you to know that our prayers are with those of you who have lost loved ones during this terrible outbreak of Ebola. Along with our partners around the world, the United States is working with your governments to help stop this disease. Stopping this disease won't be easy, but we know how to do it. Together, we can treat those who are sick with respect and dignity. We can save lives, and our countries can work together to improve public health so this kind of outbreak doesn't happen again. In this urgent work, and in building a stronger and more prosperous Africa, you'll continue to have a partner in me and in the United States of America.
This was a public service announcement from VOA Africa.
Turning to African athletics, a Moroccan great has received a big honor, as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Morocco's Hicham El Garouj has been inducted in the IAAF Hall of Fame at the World Athletics Body revealed in Monaco on Tuesday. He first caught world attention when he claimed the 5,000-meter bronze medal at the 1992 World Junior Championships in Seoul, South Korea. El Garouj went on to become the world's most accomplished middle-distance runner of all time. Besides winning several IAAF 1,500-meter Grand Prix finals, El Garouj pulled a 1,500-meter gold medal hat-trick at the World Athletics Championships between 1997 and 2003. He was the world indoor 1500-meter champion in 1995 and 1997, as well as the 3000-meter champion in 2001. El Garouj holds the world outdoor and indoor records in both the 1500 meters and 1 mile. El Garouj is a three-time World Male Athlete of the Year between 2001 and 2003. The living legend crowned his illustrious career with a 1500-meter and 5000-meter gold medals at the 2004 Athens Olympics. The latter was El Garouj's last competitive race before retiring at the age of 30. Now, just 10 years later, at the age of 40, El Garouj set another world first, becoming the youngest man inducted in the IAAF Hall of Fame. Turning to volleyball, hosts Egypt dismissed Morocco in three straight sets. Tunisia outclassed Libya in a similar fashion as Algeria beat Rwanda 3-0 at the Africa Men's Under-23 Volleyball Championships in Sharm el-Sheikh on Tuesday. With four wins each, Tunisia and Egypt claim Africa's two spots at the World Under-23 Championships.
Kowalski for the Classic Rock Show, where each week we spotlight the great album rock and roll of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. You can hear the program online at voanews.com and on the air on VOA each Wednesday at 21 hours Universal Time. Join me for the Classic Rock Show, 21 hours Universal Time Wednesdays on voanews.com and the Voice of America.
Thanks, Ed, and keep on rockin'. Basketball news now on the Voice of America. German big man Dirk Nowitzki of the Dallas Mavericks is now the highest scoring NBA player born outside the United States. Nowitzki scored 23 points Tuesday night in a 106-98 victory over the visiting Sacramento Kings. In the process, Big Dirk passed Nigeria-born Hall of Famer Akeem the Dream Olajuwon for ninth place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. Nowitzki now has 26,953 career points, seven more than the now-retired Olajuwon. And in case our VOA basketball fans are wondering, the NBA's all-time career scoring leader is another big man, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who scored 38,387 points during 20 seasons in the league with the Milwaukee Bucks and the Los Angeles Lakers. Another Lakers star, Kobe Bryant, is currently the NBA's fourth all-time leading scorer. Kobe scored 28 points Tuesday night in a 107-102 loss to the Memphis Grizzlies. But Kobe also missed 16 of the 26 shots he attempted from the field, and that helped him get an NBA record that I don't think Kobe is real proud to have. Kobe is now the NBA record holder for most missed field goals in an NBA career. Kobe has 13,421 misses for his career, four more than former Boston Celtics star John Havlicek. My buddy Douglas the Mighty Mpuga asked me right before the show, Sonny, how much longer do you think Kobe will play in the NBA? Well, at age 36, Kobe's career is definitely winding down. I know Kobe hates to lose, and yeah, the Lakers have a losing team this year. After Tuesday night's loss to the Grizzlies, the Lakers have a record of 1 win and 6 losses. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. I'm VOA Sunny Young.